Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
7:15, weather should be great tonight for high school football fans. Get ready, week 11 already. Man, it flies by. WWL's Manning Children's Family Prep Football Roundup. Ian Ozan, my friend Coach Lou Valden, tonight at 7. All the big playoff games, and Ian's here with us right now to outline some of those. How you doing, Ian?
Morning, Tommy. We're doing all right. The sun is shining, birds are chirping, and we are ready for football tonight.
Yes, sir. It flies by, doesn't it, man?
It does. It feels like literally yesterday, I guess figuratively yesterday, because it's not literal. But anyway, it feels like yesterday that the season began, and it's kind of bittersweet because in 4 weeks from now, it'll be over. The Superdome Prep Classic is 4 weeks from now. Once we get through, it'll be like, man, football's over. That's a bummer. Then you realize Christmas is on the horizon. You have Fridays free for the next 9 months, so there's some good and bad.
I know from the player's standpoint, you work all year long with workouts and lifting weights and running and this and that and the other thing. And then, man, there's only 10 games or so, and it's done. It's finished.
That's then for those guys who aren't graduating, they'll start up their workouts in March or April. Some of them will go on to play either basketball or baseball or track or all of the above. So for some of these athletes, yes, football's ending, but for some of them, they're just getting underway with their athletic pursuits this year.
Yeah, let's talk about the action began last night.
Yeah, we had four games in the bi-district playoffs last night. Two of them were all metro affairs. Bonneville beat Riverdale 28-14 to advance to next week's regional round. They'll travel to Lafayette to play the two-seed in Division I Select, Turlings Catholic, and that's not going to be an easy test for Bonneville. But I have to give them credit.
Turlings is off this week?
Turlings is off. They're one of the eight teams in that bracket that has a bye. And we'll talk more about those because the Catholic League's impacted by that. Mm-hmm. Bonneville, I have to give them credit. This is their eighth win of the season. They went 7-3 in the regular season. They've won a playoff game. That's the first time in a while they've won a playoff game. It's the first time in 20-some-odd years they've been in the playoffs. So for them to get where they are is an amazing turnaround, and their coaching staff should be applauded for that. Mm-hmm. This is a phenomenal job in rebuilding the culture there, in getting kids interested in playing, and making Bonneville a threat for the future. Mm-hmm. They've laid the groundwork for what could be a possible state championship team in the future if everything goes right.
Good for them.
The other game of local interest that happened last night, John F. Kennedy shutting out Frederick Douglass in the Division II Select playoff, 55-0 the final there. They'll go up I-10 next week to play number 5 Madison Prep. The other two games, St. Mary's of Natchitoches beat St. John of Plaquemine 30-14. St. Mary's will get Ascension Catholic next week, and Southern Lab crushed Central Catholic of Morgan City 48-6. The Kittens will play Ouachita Christian in Monroe next Friday night.
They really are the Kittens?
The Kittens, yes. They are Southern's Lab School, Southern's Jaguar, so Southern Lab, the Kittens.
All right. I know where St. Mary's of Natchitoches is, and that's quite a road trip for those kids, huh?
Yeah. They're going to have to make a long drive, and I don't know if I'm hoping they're getting charter buses, which will make it a little bit more bearable, but that's going to be at least a four-hour drive.
Mm-mm-mm. Tell me about the biggest games in the area tonight.
Yeah, big games in the area tonight, going to the Catholic League. Jesuit plays McDonough 35 at Pan American Stadium. You know what the prize for winning that game is? Getting Edna Carr next week.
Oh, boy.
So this is one of these where you win a playoff game, you can celebrate that, but you get a tough, tough test next week.
I know Jesuit played Carr already. Has McDonough 35 played Carr already?
I don't think – I'm trying to remember back. It would have been a non-district game. They, in fact, I think they did, and Carr won that one pretty easily in either week two or three. Brother Martin hosts Liberty. The winner of that game, speaking of long road trips, goes to Alexandria next week to play a team that reached the state championship game last year. Rummel and Holy Cross, they'll play each other in an all-Catholic League matchup tonight. That one at the Shrine on Airline. The winner also making a trip to the Alexandria area to play Coach Dan Christman's Tioga squad. Dan Christman was football coach at my high school when I was there. Went 0-10. He's turned his career around in Tioga for the first time in a while. Is in the playoffs.
Well, we went 0-10. That's why I have a championship ring. Because
there you
from
go.
Last year, because I feel as though by being part of a team that went 0-10, we did our best to turn it around.
Amen. Yeah. And I have to give Christman credit. The guy he brought in as defensive coordinator, still at my alma mater, is the athletic director now, one of the best softball coaches over the last 30 years in Louisiana, but that's neither here nor there. So back to the Catholic League. St. Aug will await the winner of tonight's Acadiana-Karen Crow matchup. That's a big one in the Lafayette area. These two teams played last week. Acadiana won, not only to take their seventh straight win, but to win the District 3-5A championship. They'll meet again tonight at Bill Dotson Stadium in Scott to figure out who's going to come to New Orleans to play San Augustine next week. John Curtis, meanwhile, awaits the winner of St. Thomas More and Lafayette, and taking nothing away from the Mighty Lions, the Cougars of St. Thomas More should win this one handily. I expect them to be coming to the Shrine on Airline next week to play the Patriots of John Curtis.
They're off this week, correct?
Yes, John Curtis is off this week. They get a bye, and John Curtis had a bye week during the regular season. They left 1 week open, partly because they traveled to California to play one of their games. So they had only 9 regular season games, a rare second bye in the season for a team.
Where are you guys going to be tonight?
We're going to be in studio tonight. We were going to go to Bonneville and Riverdale, mm-hmm. but we found out on Tuesday that Haynes Academy had first dibs on Joe Yenny Stadium. Because of that, the Riverdale-Bonneville game was shifted to Thursday. That left us really without a game, so we're going to sit back at studio tonight, hang out with Charlie Long and Tim Zimmer.
I think that'll be fun. 7:20, we'll take a break, pick it up. We come back talking to Ian Ozan about Week 11 of WWL's Manning Football Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, tonight from 7 to 10:30, only on WWL. They put Friday Night Lights on the air. Traffic now, WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking with Ian Ozan. He and Lou Valden, my high school classmate. They are the co-host of the All-State WWL Manning's Family. I'll get it out here. Ian, give me a second. WWL's Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper. Let's talk about the Division I non-select side.
Yeah, Hahnville and Slidell facing off in a game that on paper is evenly matched. And this is one of those games where whoever makes the fewer silly mistakes is going to win the game. Flip a coin here. These are two good teams. Two great. Mike Gambrell is going to be there covering the game tonight. If you're in the area of Hahnville and you got nothing to do tonight, go check it out. It's worth the $10 ticket or whatever admission costs these days. The winner of that game is going to get the Parkway Covington game. The Lions of Covington hauling all the way to Bossier City to play that one. Not a fun ride. Yeah. Thibodeau plays Mandeville tonight. The winner also going to have to head to the northern part of the state next week. Winner goes to Monroe to play Neville. Destrehan's on a bye. They're going to be watching the Ouachita Parish-Santa game tonight. They'll get the winner of that one next week in Destrehan.
Some other games that you'll be watching?
Yeah, a lot of them in Division II non-select. Franklinton will play Rain tonight. That should be an easy victory for Franklinton. Pearl River takes on Opelousas, the state champion in this division 2 years ago. Bell Chase will get the winner of that one. Lutcher and Iota, the Battle of the Bulldogs in Lutcher tonight. And South Terrebonne goes up to my neck of the woods, Prairie Ronde, out in St. Landry Parish, to play Northwest.
So will that be a home game for Bell Chase?
Yes, that'll be a home game for Bell
Chase.
Because
they had the bye and they're the
They winner, have a bye.
Right?
They're the 3 seed, if I remember correctly, okay. In that division. Haynes Academy plays Abramson. Shaw gets the winner of that one next week over on the West Bank.
And that's the game that took the place of the one that you were going to go to.
Correct. That's the Haynes had dibs at Joe Yenny Stadium, so they play there tonight. And L.B. Landry plays Northside. The winner of that game will get St. Charles Catholic next week, and St. Charles more than likely will blow their opponent out of the water. Division 3 select, North Lake Christian hosts St. Louis Catholic. St. Louis coming from Lake Charles to play that one. The winner of that game gets the Elijah Havens Show and Dunham. Haven, one of the most prolific quarterbacks in Louisiana high school football, and based on the stats, he is the most prolific quarterback currently in Louisiana high school football. He's only a junior. He has one more year to go.
Can't come out early.
No, he can't come out early.
So who exactly gets into the playoffs when it comes to high school football?
We did some math the other day. There are 298 football-playing schools in Louisiana. Let me clarify that. 298 football-playing schools that are eligible for playoff and postseason honors. Mm-hmm. Of those schools, 208 of them get into the playoffs. When you calculate the percentage and you round up to the nearest percent, that's 75% of the football-playing schools in the state of Louisiana who make the postseason nowadays because of the split in its current form with four select divisions and four non-select divisions. I understand some of the concerns that led to the split with private schools or magnet academies, open enrollment schools like you have in Jefferson Parish and New Orleans, playing against schools that are confined, whose enrollments are confined to districts set by their school boards. But when you have 75% of your teams making the postseason, the bye district round seems more like a participation trophy than a celebration of the accomplishments that these athletes have made during the year. So at some point, something's going to have to give. I don't know if the principals of the LHSAA will put ego aside and their desire to hang banners and say, hey, we made the playoffs, and go back to a more condensed playoff format, but 75% of the teams getting in, it doesn't seem like a playoff anymore. It seems like just an extra week
What's
of the regular season.
What's the percentage in NBA basketball, do we know?
16 teams out of 30, so a little more than 50.
Okay. And I'm trying to think of other
teams. In the NFL, we're up to 14 out of 32, so we're not quite at 50% yet. NHL has, what, 31 teams now? They're 16 teams, so they're right at 50%. Major League Baseball is 12 out of 30.
So there you go. All right. Well, good luck to all of you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The young men that are playing football tonight and the young ladies that are involved with maybe helping out with the training and so forth. And we'll be listening tonight, the high school football, WWL's Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, tonight from 7 till 10:30, only on WWL. Ian Ozan, thank you, sir, and Coach Lou Valden in studio tonight. And really, even if you don't have somebody involved in high school football, it'll take you back to your high school days, and you can only imagine the excitement on the campuses where games are scheduled tonight, even if the games are not scheduled on the campus, if it's an away game, the excitement of the players and the student bodies and so forth, it'll take you back to high school. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, talk about NOPD overtime and the budget problems that the city's having. And then we'll talk to Clancy Dubose, get his take, and a lot more coming up. So stay with us. 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to the guy that's playing both ways, Ian Ozan, for WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Talk about the state of the budget and making payroll and bond issue and reserves, et cetera. How you doing, Joe?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. What's the situation with making payroll for the rest of the year for city employees?
Well, we're going to be in good shape after the revenue bond is signed. It sounds like from our bond counsel, our lawyer, it won't be finalized till next Friday, which means the subsequent weeks are going to be in good working order and we'll be fine there. The only concern was this upcoming week as we approach it, which is based on the money in the bank, we may be somewhere between $2 to $4 million short. Mm-hmm. So what the council did was file an ordinance that would allow us to tap into the rainy day fund, and it's for the limited purpose of bridging that gap between what's in the bank and to what's necessary to make payroll. And Tommy, we may not even need it. Mm-hmm. There may be enough sales receipts that come in, there may be other fees that come in, but what we didn't want to do collectively is get to next week and there not be an opportunity to pay people correctly or to have a shortfall, and we wanted to make sure that didn't happen to city employees.
I guess you saw the story on Fox 8 about the police overtime. I know Newell did something on it a couple of weeks ago about, you know, police sergeants making $246,000 a year and those kind of things, and Kirkpatrick. I just wonder how the new council is going to view all of that with overtime budgets and I don't know where the fault lies there, Joe. I'm trying to figure it out. It's like, well, Ann Kirkpatrick says, well, she's not going to put the public or officers at danger. A police sergeant making a lot more in overtime than he does in regular pay seems like that's a miss, but I don't know if there are other people that would, to be clear, the story talks about people working, billing hours that they didn't work, but I'm talking about the overtime in general, about moving forward to next year. Can you keep a handle on overtime, because I know you're going to be part of the budget approval process for next year. Can you keep a handle on overtime with the NOPD and yet not affect public safety or officer safety, as Superintendent Kirkpatrick said?
Well, I think a few things. Number one is I understand the chief's inclination to want to protect her people and the public as well. But at the same time, we're all a team here. We all need to act as a team. And again, I think based on the stories that are being reported about misuse or potential abuse of overtime, that means there needs to be stricter guidelines. Mayor-elect Moreno has already said that she wants to put aside, I think, about $50 million overall for overtime next year, which means that you're going to know that there is a pot available to NOPD, to other public safety agencies.
That's based,
as well,
Joe, on what they spent last year?
That's based on historical, based on need, based on what's going on, based on, and here's the other piece too, Tommy. Like, we are looking right now at both fixed and variable costs. So for people who are like, well, what does that mean? The fixed costs are the ones you know you're going to have every single year. We're going to have Mardi Gras. That was about $5 million in overtime last year. You're going to have the Sugar Bowl. That was a couple hundred thousand. You're going to have Essence Festival. That's a couple hundred thousand. So you know that there's going to be parades, festivals, other things that add up almost every single year to be about a certain number. And obviously, there's going to be overtime that happens in districts across the city that happens regularly too, okay? And then the second piece is you got to build in a little bit of variability into it. So think about it this way, probably a good idea to think about, we might have a hurricane or two that hits us over the summer. You got to plan for that. And what happens when people are here or not here? And so you kind of just add those two buckets together, and that's for many of the departments that need it. And that's how you get to the number. And at the same time, I know the mayor-elect is looking at revenue-raising measures to see how when events are in town that they are contributing to paying for their security, and so it isn't falling on the backs of New Orleanians.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because you talk about buckets, and that $50 million's got me interested, because I think what was the joke number that was in the 2025 budget, 45,000 or something like that?
It was 57. You're very 57, close.
57,000. Okay, but it turned out to be $50 million. So that's what we're going with for next year. But if that $50 million included sergeants making $248,000 a year, does that mean you budget just in case you crack down on the overtime or You don't need all that overtime? You keep an eye on it. Do you need the overtime? Do you hire more police officers? I'm confused about all of this. Or do you just put the $50 million in a bucket, and if you don't use it, then it goes to something else? We'll figure it out. We come back 7:50, 10 till 8, talking to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Traffic now. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Joe Geruso, our friend, New Orleans City Council member. So $50 million budgeted for overtime. That's what they spent last year. So I guess that's a starting point, Joe, but I guess I'm trying to rectify that with police officers making $241,000 a year. But again, as long as you're working and you're not at home and billing false hours, how do you draw the line between what's needed with overtime, given the amount of officers that we have, and what's the right amount for overtime spending, and if that money's not spent? This is a lot to try to comprehend for the average taxpayer or citizen. What happens to all that money?
Yeah, you're right about that. I think the issue is, going into the break, you said that the city budget is $57,000. And this year, they're going to be at $70 million projected in overtime. So obviously, there is a number between $57,000, which is absurdly low, and $70 million, which is high. That is a good spot. So I think, and remember, this is a projected number that we want to have to be responsible stewards of money. With that said, you're right. But the story last night, I saw Mayor-elect Moreno say very clearly, there is no place for abuse. And I think that's the thing that everybody's going to dig into now, not only because we have to, but also because the legislative auditor is here, that we're going to have to look at everybody's budgets, scrub them extraordinarily hard, and certainly make sure that there isn't a place for abuse. And then, and Tommy, with NOPD, you're right. I think the last thing that really needs to happen in review is hiring more officers, so you don't have to rely on overtime as extensively. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be overtime ever. Cops need to go to court, and as I talked about before, there's going to be events, but you're going to have to do a lot of things. So for the next administration and council, there's going to be quite a bit of walking and chewing gum at the same time, because you're going to have to do not only get the numbers right, bring a scrutiny level that's been a lot higher than in the past, and make sure you're growing in a careful direction, so that way you're actually saving money as well.
When you say scrubbing budgets, how far into the nooks and crannies do you go? Is it as far as, wait a minute, what is this overtime number for here? I mean, because you got to at some point delegate some of that to somebody. You can't go through everybody's pay sheet, can you?
Well, I think right now, for the time being, it will be going into everybody's pay sheet, just because that's going to be the level that you're going to have to do. And certainly with the auditor here, that's what I think is going to be done. But in the future, it's going to be about having tighter controls and making sure it works well with everybody, and then making sure people know overtime just can't be given away like candy.
Has they given any thought, or have y'all given any thought to like a dashboard where people could monitor the different city accounts, or would that be impossible?
I think that's going to be tricky, but I do think people need to see how money's going, and more forward reporting to the council publicly, so that way people can understand how the money's flowing, what the expenses are.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Oh, real quick, what's your go-to po' boy?
Oh, I'm shrimp all the way at Parkway.
Got you. Right there with you. What do you get it dressed with?
I'm a lettuce guy only. I'm not big on all the condiments. Sorry. I'm kind of like, I like the lettuce and the butter.
Butter and ketchup. That's for me. Thank you, Joe. We'll talk to Clancy Dubose as we come back. WWL.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.